just meet me in the middle. I'm losing my mind. Well, just a little. Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, so why don't you just meet me in the middle? The day we shift. Labor Day. Labor Day. Why don't you just meet me? September 4th, 2024. Everybody is having a fantastic day. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? We'll have a next day after that, and after that, and after that, and so on and so forth until, you know, we just hit the end of the year, and then your year is great. Why? Gosh, this year has just been, why, hasn't it? We're already in September. I don't even know how we got here so quickly, but yet we did. And you know what? It's okay. I'm okay with it. I'm just gonna chalk it up to just having that much fun. You know, they always say time flies, right? So I'm chalking it up to that. Just like I'm gonna chalk today to just a ton of food, great people in your surroundings. Just, I hope it was that way for you. Like, what? And by the way, when you're having a great day, what kind of weather? I know some people, like, they want their, I want it to be cold, I want it to be, like, look like it's about to rain. That's me. I love when it's about to rain. So it makes me wonder how everybody else feels when, what kind of weather? I don't like, some people, like, look outside and see the sun shining and think, oh, it's going to be a great day. I look and I'm like, oh, it's going to be hot. Like, I need some storm clouds in there, you know? And that lets me know, you know, it could be hot, but at least I know there's going to be some rain to cool it down. Some people are like, oh, well, it's going to raise the humidity. That's later. Think about that later. What I'm thinking about right now, I'm going outside right now. You know, that is the beauty right there. And especially if you're inside and, like, it's raining and you hear the pitter-patter on the window, and just, especially if it's coming down, like, really just rain. Like, and you hear, like, the roof just going off because, like, of the rain. Oh, that's the best, in my opinion. There are other opinions that I will or will not disagree with. I disagree. It's good to be back. It's good to be back, especially on a day like today. It's Labor Day, and hopefully everyone got to relax. If you don't celebrate Labor Day, and maybe you even had to work today, that's okay. Why? Because you got to think about it. Maybe it was time and a half. Maybe you got holiday pay. Or maybe you just got to see some people that you haven't seen in a while because other people called out of work. There's always a good reason to either work or even just relax. Especially relax. Like, maybe you worked so hard today that when you sat down, like, it just felt like you were ready to just lay down and just call it a day. And you're like, I haven't eaten anything. Isn't that like, okay, when you lay down or sit down or whatever and you haven't eaten anything all day, and then all of a sudden you're like, maybe I should eat something, but you're just too tired to. I kind of like that feeling. Not because, I only like it because it's like, well, you're so tired. You work so hard that your body doesn't even want to do anything else. It's like, we'll get the nutrition we need. Even your body is like, we'll get that later. We'll get whatever we need later. No, that's always an amazing feeling to know that you had a job well done, you know? And I hope everyone feels that way. Why? Because you made it through Monday. You made it through the first Monday of September. That in itself deserves a round of applause. And you deserve every clap. You deserve everything and more. And there is more. There's more to come on this show. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into the question of the day, which you don't want to miss. We have some entertainment. We have some facts. We have things for you. This day, this Labor Day, you know how to find us, the Daily Shift 4. You know how to find the podcast if you want to listen that way. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Podcast, Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You know how to find us if you want to listen live. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. So many ways to listen. And you can call and request them there. All you have to do is listen, send us a message, and we will get to you. Why? Because we love you just so much, just like you love the show. All you have to do is keep it locked right here on a little show we call The Daily Shift. Keep it locked.
From the block, now we sniping on the ass like Somalia. Egyptian claw from my body, diamonds like 6'9". Yeah. And we coming through the back, we don't go to the concierge.
I don't know what you've been told, but time is running out, no need to take a stroll.
Welcome back. And another welcome back. Why? Because it's Monday, and it's just so fantastic. We got to relax a little bit, enjoy something we call the week, but also at the same time, get to see friends, loved ones, or just relax at home and just do nothing at all. It was all your pick of choice, how you spend your shift. That being said, where would you want to spend? Like, and when I say that, I mean, there's tons of places in the world. Where is somewhere in the world where you think people will be nicer to each other? Now, I want you to be open-minded when I say this. Don't take this the wrong way at all. But I'd honestly prefer where some kind of disaster is happening. Now, like I said, let me explain. People have a better sense of community and working together because of this, like, the disaster that's happened. And I feel like that in and of itself is, like, it makes people, like, it makes the community stronger. It makes people feel, like, be nicer to each other. Like, hey, like, and familiarity. Like, when they see each other, like, walking, hey, how you doing? Did you need a ride? Are you okay? Like, when there's some kind of disaster, because it forces people to be together, forces people to work together, to have that sense of community, to have compassion towards one another, instead of, you know, like, oh, well, like, disregarding one another, because they're getting through it together. When it comes to disasters, it makes people come together. Like, I've mentioned this in a show before. I don't remember what. I don't know. Maybe I was talking about a movie. I don't know. But I feel like when there's some kind of catastrophe, everyone is forced to pull together. Why? Because everybody wants to what? Survive. But then, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if, let's say, and this was in a movie, like, the ground opened up beneath him, and, like, they try, like, what movie was this? I don't know. Whatever. But if the ground opened up beneath you and you were hanging on to the cliff and you're about to fall into a molten pit, would you care who grabbed you? Let's say you feel like maybe, oh, well, I don't need to be saved by a woman. Okay, well, what if that was the only person around and a woman reached out for you? Oh, well, I don't want to be saved by a transgender. What if that was the only person around and they reached their hand out to you? You want to survive, right? So you would reach out, and maybe that's what that person needs, just so they can, I don't know. But what I'm saying, like, if maybe even a dog, like, oh, I'm not a dog person. Dogs are disgusting and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other. I don't know who says that, but maybe somebody out in the world will say that. I don't know. What I'm saying is, who cares? Who cares what a person wears? Who cares what color their hair is, who cares what kind of shoes they wear, who cares? At the end of the day, we should all just, you know, focus on what matters. They're contributing to society. They're looking out for one another. They're looking out for their fellow human being. They're trying to do what they can. And that's what's important in the world today. And a lot of people have lost sight of that, in my opinion. Like, I love when I go to states and there's just that sense of community looking out for one another. Hey, I brought you, I was thinking of you, and I brought over a couple of light bulbs. I don't know if you need them or not. Even if they don't need them, like, even if, like, you think it's going to be weird, you never know. That person could be like, you know what? I was actually going to go to the grocery store, like, or the department store later and get some light bulbs, or like, you know, like, I was actually like, you know, I'm getting rid of this, this coffee table, and I'm changing, like, my living room. Did you want a coffee table? Actually, yes. I would love, like, I love this coffee table. Like, every time I come in here and I see this coffee, you never know what's going to happen. Sense of community is always amazing, because it's just one person looking after another, not expecting anything in return, but just because they know each other, or maybe, like, you know, they've been over that place one time, and it's, oh, I know you love banana pudding, and it's, I don't really eat sweets, but I don't want to waste it, so I figured, hey, I bring it over to you. And that could make all the difference in someone's day, week, year, whatever the case may be. No, or even, like, build a stronger relationship with you and that person, because now you feel like you're a little that much closer. Like, you feel like they know you to the point where they felt like they could bring something to you that they think that you would love. Things to think about as we get ready to head into another break and get ready for the facts. More things to come right here on The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked. We'll see you after the break.
Door through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy.
We haven't met, but I know your vibe. Are we skipping a step? Cause I really don't mind. It's like you've been in my bed a couple thousand times.
Now
we're at it again. We're at it again. We haven't met, but I know your vibe. Are we skipping a step? Cause I really don't mind.
It's Monday, Labor Day, September 4th. And I have something called are here, and they're ready for you. Now, if you want to follow, be my guest. All you have to do is go to gcimagazine.com, gcimagazine.com, and it's going to be 10 fun facts to bring a little joy to your holidays. Now, I read the first one and I already loved it. Like, number one, a popular tradition in Japan is to eat KFC for Christmas. It is so popular, in fact, that orders must be placed 2 months in advance. I don't think I've ever had to place my order for KFC 2 months in advance, but I don't. You gotta know what you're gonna want then, because I'm one of those people that know what they want right then and there, not 2 months in advance. I want something else later on. Number two, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer got his start as an advertising gimmick for Montgomery Ward in 1939. So, Rudolph was kind of like a political man. Maybe, possibly, who knows? Get more info from these facts. Number three, Jingle Bells was originally a song about Thanksgiving written in 1857. Man, and it just makes me realize we're in September, so we're that much closer to the holidays already. Like, we're already almost there. Number four, more than 400,000 illnesses are caused by spoiled holiday leftovers. Really? Oh my gosh. 400,000. No one to throw away your leftovers, folks. If one of the things that I learned, if you gotta smell it and you gotta test it, toss it. What was it? If you gotta test it, toss it, or something like that. I don't remember. There was like a little, it was a cool little saying. Well, not cool, cute little saying that was that I learned about tossing food out when you think it's spoiled. Things to keep in mind, folks. Number five, Kwanzaa is derived from the Swahili phrase. Forgive me if I say any of this wrong. Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which roughly translates to first fruits of the harvest. Number six, there is no wrong way to spell Hanukkah, or there's a wrong way to say it, though. I can guarantee you that, because I'm about to say this wrong. I feel like Chanukah, and the list goes on, because there is no correct way to directly translate the Hebrew sounds to English. The word can be spelled in a variety of different ways, each equally correct. And I hope each are equally celebrated happily. You know what I mean? Because it's the same thing. You see what I did there? Anyway, I hope everyone has, however you celebrate your holidays, doesn't mean that you should have less fun, feel less appreciated, or anything like that. And I hope everybody is enjoying their holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate, which is why I try to get every single holiday on the show. Like number seven, Hanukkah dishes are fried for a reason. People fry their foods in oil for Hanukkah as a symbol of the miracle oil that burned for 8 nights straight. Everybody has a way to celebrate, and just, I hope everyone, like, and one of the things, like, one of my coworkers, at one point, he brought, like, I don't know what it was, and I hope I'm not offending him in any way, but, he had, like, a rug of some kind, and, at 12, I think 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, I don't know exactly, but he used to roll it out and do his own thing, like, and we all respected it. Nobody came over and, like, asked anything, because, like, that was, like, his time, you know? That was how he decided to, spend his breaks or whatever the case may be. So be respectful of each other, you know? Just because you don't believe in the same thing or anything like that doesn't mean that it should cause an argument. You, like, if you didn't know whatever religion that person or whatever belief that person believed in, would that change your opinion about them? Like, if you didn't know beforehand, like, if you guys are hanging out and just having fun, and then all of a sudden, oh, you believe in this, why should that change anything? You were good friends before, stay those good friends. Why? Because you think they're a good person, and you two enjoy each other's company, or whoever you're with, just keep that in mind. Number eight, the abbreviation X and Xmas. I never understood why people say Xmas. I feel like it's a different holiday. Anyway, the abbreviation X and Xmas is not an abbreviation. It actually stands for Chi, meaning Christ in Greek. I don't understand. I thought Xmas was a completely different thing. Oh, it's Xmas. Why are you saying Xmas? Is this the short version? Is this TikTok doing this to me? Like, not okay. This is before TikTok, obviously, but still, I never understood it. Number nine, December got its name from the Latin word meaning Decem, meaning 10. It was originally the 10th month of the year in the calendar of Romulus, 750 BC, which began in March. Okay, well, if you're a history buff, you're going to know what that means. Hopefully, we all know what number 10 means. Number 10, and then we are going to move on. Number 10, did you know that December is National Pear Month? Yes! 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 I love pears. I'm sorry. Pears are delicious. Perhaps this is this is where 12 Days of Christmas came from. On the first day of Christmas, it goes into a song. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge and a pear tree. Just send me the pear tree. You don't have to send me the partridge. Like, I'm okay. Unless that partridge is carrying pears. I love pears. They're delicious. I don't think I've ever had a bad pear. Like, even if, never mind. I'm not going to go there. Where I am going to go is to a break. You folks know the many, many ways to find this show that has just no direction, but somehow we find where we're supposed to be. And that's what's going to happen today. And you don't want to miss what we have coming up in the entertainment. So many things to happen, yet so little time. You know the many ways to find us: Castbox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, podcaster formerly known as anchor.fm. And you can also find us on the Wisdom app, where you can ask us questions, send in questions, have fun with us live right then and there. Just like if you want to listen live, you can on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, where there you can request songs if you want to listen to something in specific. When I finally stop talking, just like what's about to happen right now, this is the Daily Shift. I hope you keep it locked. All you have to do is don't touch anything. Just move, put your hands in the air, and just relax, breathe, and meditate on what's to come. Don't move a muscle. This is the Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break.
You know him 'cause you know me better than anyone else. We don't need anyone else. There's a couple billion people in the world, yeah. And a million other places we could be, but you're here with me. Take a moment just to take it in, yeah. 'Cause every high and every low led to this. I'm just so glad you exist.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Shift, where there's just so much fun. I hope it's fun for you. Why? Because it's Labor Day as we get ready to head into Tuesday, the first week of September. I hope it's fantastic for you. One way to make it fantastic, I had an amazing Grammy from a place called Newt's a couple weeks ago, and it was delicious. I never got to mention it. I think I forgot about it. It's not forgettable. Like, the dessert is not forgettable. I've been having interesting, like, desserts and snacks and things like that. I also had a strawberry piece of cake. It was delicious. I also had the cake was blue. It was a blue piece of cake. It wasn't blueberry, but it tasted delicious. And I need to find it somewhere in this world, and I will. I'm on the hunt. I've had a strawberry piece of pie, like, think key lime pie, but a strawberry. Like, it wasn't I don't know how to describe it. It's light, it's fluffy, it had a nice crust, it had, oh, it was great. Movies, Meg 2, kind of corny. I'm not going to go into detail. I will next episode. No, wait, let's do it now. Meg 2 was kind of corny, it was cheesy, and I didn't enjoy as much as I thought I was going to. I will give that movie, though. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give that one Sharks Up. That's up for you to decide what that means. It's a Sharks Up. Not what I expected, but you know what? It was a giant shark and so much more. So why complain? This is The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. As you figure out what that rating means, keep it locked right here. We will see you next time. Oh! If it is morning for you, good morning. If it's night, then good night. We'll see you all next time.